welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. Oh, I've looked forward to meeting with you today. This is Sister Judith, and I just welcome you to the broadcast, and I'm grateful that you, in your schedule, are able to spend these next few minutes with me as we go into what the Lord has placed on my heart. And that subject is developing faithfulness. Do you know one of the most glorious words we'll ever hear is when we stand before the Lord and He will say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." So in the Lord's estimation, faithfulness is really important. So I thought it would behoove us to spend a little bit of time on understanding exactly what is faithfulness. How can it be developed? How can we be certain that we are found a faithful person in God's service? Well, faithfulness is one of the gifts of the Spirit. The King James Version refers to faith as it lists in Galatians, the fifth chapter, those fruit of the Spirit. The Revised Standard, Living Bible, the NIV, call that word faithfulness. The modern language uses fidelity. The Greek text calls the word faithfulness. Faith is a gift of the Spirit. Faithfulness is a fruit of the Spirit that must be grown and nurtured. This is something that God gives to us as part of His very nature, and it's something that we can work on. Proverbs 20:6 says, "A faithful man, who can find?" And if we look around about us, especially in these days in which we're living, that's not easy. It's not easy to find a faithful man in the world. For them, they can say things to their advantage, things that might cause them to succeed or gain some advantage, and yet they see no importance about keeping their word, about being diligent to do the things that they should do. But it's only as we become children of God that we see that this is a wonderful virtue. After all, we are the branches on the vine. We're the branches, and Jesus is the vine. And as branches on the vine, we are joined to the faithful one. God is faithful. He is faithful above all. In fact, as I would think about the Lord, perhaps for me personally, one of the most touching, precious aspects of the Lord is His faithfulness. When everyone else might turn against you, when you look around and you don't have anyone to help, when it seems like you don't have a friend in the world, when loved ones, family have deserted you, there's one who sticks closer than a brother. His name is Jesus. This is the God we serve. And beloved, some of you listening, you might feel very down tonight. You might feel lonely and alienated from others, even though you might be going to church. Yet, beloved, there is one who stands faithful, and His name is Jesus. Psalm 36:5 says, "Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and Thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds." Psalm 119:90 says, "Thy faithfulness is unto all generations." In Lamentations 3:23, we find it said of God, "Great is Thy faithfulness." We even sing that, amen, "Great is Thy faithfulness." So, beloved, as we think about and as we consider the faithfulness of God, we should be mindful that as His children, we are partakers of His divine nature. Isn't that right? So wherever the fruit of the Spirit is growing, a faithful man can be found. Now, what shall we do? We shall look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus is our priceless example of one who was faithful in all things. In 1 Thessalonians 5:24, we read of the Lord Jesus, the true vine, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who will also do it." 2 Timothy 2:13 says, "He abideth faithful." In Hebrews, the second chapter, verse 17, Jesus is described as our faithful and merciful high priest today. He's before the Father for us in the capacity as a high priest, and he's pleading our cause when we fall. When we take our sins to him, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's what 1 John 1:9 says. And then one of those most thrilling descriptions found at the very end of the book, Revelation chapter 19, there's a powerful and mighty description of Jesus at the very end of the age. And here he's called, he's sitting on a white horse, he's called faithful and true. Praise God. Jesus will be faithful, beloved, throughout all eternity to love and bless his own and keep his word. We have a faithful Father, a faithful Son, and a faithful Holy Spirit producing God's nature in us. That's what the Holy Spirit is committed to do, to make us like Jesus. And I trust that's your heart's cry, to be conformed to his image. And so, beloved, let's join in the harmony of the Godhead until his life overflows in us in faithfulness. Now, it's always a good idea, as we're talking about a subject, to describe what it is we're talking about. So what's the description of faithfulness? Well, perhaps 1 Corinthians 13:7 is a perfect description, which says, "Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things." We see that it takes a good man to be faithful. And so, by definition, perhaps we could say that faithfulness is the proper handling of Christian responsibility toward God as well as toward man. These responsibilities that we have are entrusted to us by God as his stewards. And this right handling of our responsibilities depends on God's love working in our hearts. Because we love God, we are going to do those things that are responsible before the Lord as well as toward others. There's something so beautiful about seeing someone who can be counted on, who can be depended on. Isn't that like a faithful worker, a faithful employee? If you should happen to be an employer, are there few things as gratifying as knowing when you give instructions, when you assign a job, that that job is going to be done and it's going to be done well? Why? Because they're faithful. That individual, man or woman, has their responsibilities, they have a right handling of their responsibilities. They're doing the right thing, and that pleases God. So it's not quantity of service, but quality. It's not ability, but it's availability to do what God wants us to do as his stewards. Faithfulness is one of the fruit of the Spirit, beloved. And so we can see that there must be, in fact, a need for this aspect of God's character in our lives. This is part of the fruit of the Spirit, and it's not given by the Lord in vain. Why? Because I'm sure you may have found out that faithfulness is needed, because anyone who serves God will find that there are plenty of obstacles and roadblocks that are often placed in the path of service. Disappointments are sure to come. Discouragements, well, you can bet on those. The devil will do everything he can to prevent you from being faithful. And at times, beloved, the road can get pretty rough. Too many give up serving in the tough times when they're actually needed the very most. Faithfulness, maturely and fully developed in our character, will not allow us to depart from what God wants us to do, no matter how difficult the road becomes. Look, as an example of patient suffering, look at Job. He didn't have any understanding of what was going on. his friends were saying, well, obviously, Job, you've got sin in your life. And yet there was a divine scenario in the courts of heaven where Satan was just challenging God and saying, ah, the only reason he serves you is because of you, all your blessings in his life. Take those away and he'll curse you to his face. Well, God took up that that challenge and proved the devil wrong, praise God. Job was faithful. He did not sin in by the words of his mouth. Yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust him, he declared. So being faithful, beloved, again, it's the right handling of our responsibilities before God and man. And it depends on God's love working in our hearts. Now, God's people, it's important to understand, when we look in the eternal scope of things, our rewards are going to be based on our faithfulness to our responsibilities. At the judgment seat of Christ, it's very interesting to note that he compliments in this order, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's Matthew 25 and 23. We are good stewards and servants. 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 2 says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Beloved, when you think about this, greatness in the eyes of Jesus, it's not knowledge, it's not brilliance, it's not our ability, our enthusiasm or exuberance, or even our talents, but it's faithfulness that matters to him. Praise God. Well, I can see my time is flying away, and I need to bring this broadcast to a close. And we're going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast, and we're going to look at some examples from Scripture of faithful saints. And I just hope that you can be with us. Thank you for joining me today. It's always such a blessing to share these few moments with you. And if you need prayer, I do encourage you, if the Holy Spirit's tugging on your heart, you note down that contact information, and God has a blessing for you if you obey him. Beloved partners, thank you for your prayer support. Thank you for your financial gifts. Without you, without both the prayers as well as the support, I couldn't continue. Thank you. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.